This is David Mamet. Tonight's Chicago Theaters on the Air production is Never the Sinner by John Logan, an exploration and flashbacks of the dark relationship between Nathan Leopold and Richard Loeb, the teenaged thrill killers who in 1920s Chicago kidnapped and murdered a young boy. They were subsequently defended in a sensational trial by Clarence Darrow. We take you out of Chicago in 1924, where the carefree mood of the jazz age is about to be shattered by the crime of the century. We were at the University of Chicago. Nathan Leopold, an intense young student, delivers a lecture on ornithology. He's made increasingly nervous by the presence of Richard Loeb, who is seated directly behind him. Part one of John Logan's Never the Sinner.
Prairie falcon makes little fuss over the capture of small game, that is to say, over the capture of game smaller than itself. It simply materializes out of the blue and picks up a gopher or smaller bird as quietly as you or I would pluck a flower. Its approach, no doubt, has been nicely calculated. The falcon launched from a height of a half mile to a mile, controls its swoop through slight openings of the wings. This is to check the caliber and intent of the victim. The final plunge, therefore, has the speed and accuracy of fate. In the case of game larger than itself, the quarry is knocked headlong by a crashing blow to the skull. When the falcon's nest has been disturbed, the huge bird will swoop high into the air, turn for a vicious attack. Although it is possible that the bird molts at least once a season.